Chapter 6. Here, Kitty Kitty.
I'm kind of amazed at how fast the cards can run, considering that they're flat and made of cardboard.
They look really, really mad,
Robin says, her cheeks red from running.
We can't let them catch us,
Penny cries. We have to hide, but where? I look around. There's nothing but rose bushes, grass, benches, hedges, and trees.
There,
I say, pointing at a ditch covered in ivy. Robin, Penny, and I go leaping into the ditch and grab the ivy to cover us.
Where are those terrible thieves?
We hear the girl guard card ask.
They probably went that way,
another guard card says. We hear footsteps pounding away.
Phew.
I think they're gone, I say.
I've never been chased by playing cards,
Robin says, out of breath.
How fab was that?
Not the slightest bit fab, Penny seethes. If they catch us, they'll take us before the queen, and she'll order our heads chopped off. Didn't you hear them?
Heads chopped off! I like my head just where it is, thank you very much.
Robin rolls her eyes. You are really grumpy in Wonderland. Penny frowns. I've never heard Robin criticize Penny before. I like it.
I want to go home, Penny says, her voice shaking. This place is weird. I miss...
I expect her to say her house or her parents.
My trophies.
Seriously?
We can't go home without Frankie, I say.
You can't.
I can. I'm not even friends with Frankie.
But we are, I huff, and I'm not leaving her.
I'm not leaving her either, Robin says.
She rolls up the sleeves of her orange shirt.
And anyway, why would I want to leave? This place is balloons.
It's balloons, Penny asks. What does that even mean?
It means look,
Robin says, pointing to the sky.
Balloons!
Sure enough, about 100 red balloons float by and then disappear into the clouds. All right, then.
Balloons, Robin repeats, out of nowhere. I love this place. It's fun. No, it's balloons.
I laugh. It really is. Penny looks at Robin like she's crazy, and then she turns back to me.
How do we know Frankie didn't leave Wonderland already? She doesn't even know we came after her. She could have figured out her way back to Smithville. She's probably back at my house right now, wondering where we are. Meanwhile, I'm worrying about getting my head chopped off.
Penny has a point. I don't want my head chopped off either.
But I'm not leaving without knowing that Frankie is safe. And who knows if Frankie can even get back without me? It might be the stone piece of my mirror frame that got us here. It has to be, right?
No matter what, we need to be careful. When I'm sure the guard cards are long gone, I get out of the ditch and look around. Robin leaps out too. Penny stays in the ditch, covered by the long vines of ivy.
I wonder where the rabbit went. And why would he tell us he made the tarts when the queen made them?
Was he trying to get us in trouble?
And if so, why?
Now that I think about it, he did have a strange glint in his eye. Was he lying about seeing Frankie too?
Penny screams, breaking my train of thought. Look over there!
She cries. I follow where she's pointing. Lying down on an incredibly thin tree branch, leaning on one elbow, is a large brown and gray and white striped cat. He's smiling really big and has pointy white teeth.
He won't bite, I say to Penny. Don't be such a scaredy cat.
Penny shoots darts at me with her eyes.
The Cheshire Cat, Robin cries. It's the Cheshire Cat. I love Wonderland.
Oh, right. I've definitely heard of the creepy grinning cat.
He's one of my favorite movie cats, she adds.
Who are your other favorites? I can't help but ask.
Garfield and the Cat in the Hat, but Cheshire is definitely in my top three. He might be my favorite now that I've met him in person. Robin rushes over to him. It's so nice to meet you in person. You're my new favorite cat.
I know you are, but what am I?
The cat responds. Robin laughs. You're the Cheshire Cat. The cat keeps smiling.
If you say I am, I must be.
Great, Penny says, still in the ditch. A cat who speaks in riddles. Could anything be more annoying? Robin rolls her eyes. Ha! Do you like living in Wonderland? Robin asks the cat.
Wonderland is where I live and live I like,
the cat answers. Robin nods. I get it. I totally get it. She does? Can she explain it to me? Have you seen our friend Frankie? I ask the cat. Our age, dark hair, red glasses. She's wearing a red t-shirt.
I see everything, he says. Everything is seen by me.
Great. So can you tell us where she is? I ask impatiently. Penny pulls herself out of the ditch and inspects her jeans for grass stains. And can you tell us how to get home?
You may have fallen through the crack, the cat answers. But a swallow taken will bring you back.
And then he smiles another totally creepy smile and disappears. I shudder. Robin claps her hands in glee. Where did he go? I ask, looking all around. That was so cool, Robin says dreamily. That was so creepy, Penny says. I kind of agree with Penny. Not that I'll admit it. He didn't tell us where Frankie is, I say. He told us how to get home, though, Penny says. So I was right. Frankie must already be home. Not if she needs my mirror piece. But I wonder what he meant, I say. A swallow taken? Are we supposed to swallow something? Obviously, Penny says, clucking her tongue. We have to swallow something to go home. We put something magical in our mouths. We chew. We swallow. Boom. We go home. But what? I ask. We've already swallowed two things, and they haven't taken us home. The shrinking potion and the queen's tarts, Robin says, nodding. Right, I say. So next steps are to find Frankie and also figure out what else in the story there is to swallow. Now it's my turn to swallow. My pride. I have to ask Penny for help. Ugh, I hate asking Penny for help, but I have no other choice. Penny, I need you to tell us the rest of the story. You do you? She asks. I hang my head in defeat. I do. So once again, you're asking me for help, she says, her voice sounding awfully smug. Yes, Penny, once again I am asking you for help. But you forgot to say please, she says. Penny, can you please tell me the rest of the story? I grumble. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you speak up? I am going to kill her. I raise my voice. Please, Penny, pretty please with a cherry on top, can you tell me the rest of the story? You don't have to shout, she says, batting her eyelashes. Penny, stop it, Robin says, hands on her hips. Enough. You have to help us find Frankie. Penny lowers her eyes. Sorry, she says, her cheeks bright red. Well, the thing is... Yes, I say. She flushes. I kind of skipped a lot of the book, since it was so boring. You skipped it? I ask. I don't believe it. But you won the readathon because of how much money you made for reading that one book. I know I did. I just didn't read every single word. It was super confusing, and I had no idea what was going on. I looked at the pictures. But, I cry, you won the readathon. You're a total scammer. Penny crosses her arms. I am not. I read the first few chapters. I can tell you what happens in those. You already told us that, I say angrily. We need to find Frankie. She probably read the whole thing. Everyone calm down, Robin says, hands still on her hips. Frankie would probably go to the coolest parts of the story, right? And those must be in the movies. The movies wouldn't leave them out. I guess, I say. That makes sense. So what are those? Well, the coolest part of the story includes lots of stuff to swallow, Robin says. So we should go there and hopefully kill two birds with one stone. Where's there? I ask, sounding a bit too much like the Cheshire Cat for my liking. Robin grins. The Mad Hatter's Tea Party.